This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yes, much doing better. So sorry, listeners, that we had to miss last week's episode. Like I said in my little announcement, I did have to go to the hospital while I was in Florida. No, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Just know that I'm okay and we're working on it. Yep. That's all you need to know. But thank you for everyone who reached out to me to wish me well. That was really nice and I really appreciate it. You guys are the best. We really feel the love all the time and it makes us so happy.
It was so cute seeing all of the people reaching out. It was very sweet. Yes. Y'all are very sweet.
I'm like, you care. It's so nice.
So nice. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to take up too much time with like the intros today because we do have a very important topic to talk about today. But before we get started, we do have...
I was going to say, speaking of sweet things.
Speaking of sweet things, we do have some patrons to announce. Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Patrons.
Katie's going to start today.
Yes. So first we're going to shout out Evan D. Thank you so, so, so much.
Thanks, Evan.
Evan D. is a helpful little bug. So thank you so much for your donation.
Next, we have Vilma P. Hey, Vilma. Vilma interacts with us a lot on Twitter and Instagram, and we love it. We love you.
I feel like Mike and I were talking about our friend Vilma the other day because they tweeted us when we were in the middle of watching a show, and I literally was like, Mike, pause this. I need to talk to Vilma.
What level is Vilma at?
Vilma is an absolute gem. Mm,
absolute gems. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another helpful little bug we have is Stav W. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you being here.
Yes, it's a dope ass name.
And then our last addition for today is Murigan. And I don't have a last name for Murigan, but that's a pretty unique name. I think it's super dope. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. What level is Murigan at?
Sorry, Goosey's throwing a tantrum. Mm,
Goosey Goose.
I believe they're a helpful little bug.
Oh, we love all the helpful little bugs. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm looking at Patreon now. It is. So thank you everyone so much for signing up. We hope you're enjoying the extra content. We just put out a full length episode the other day. So hope you're enjoying that.
Little teaser, self-proclaimed time traveler. Doing those notes were so much fun. So if time travel is something you're interested in, highly recommend hopping on over there because we're starting to post a lot more.
Yes.
So.
Very proud of us.
Okay, so I'm so ready to get to this topic because this whole time I have had no idea what we're talking about. And I got a little bit of a teaser and I'm fucking ready for it.
You got a little taste because I was looking up how to pronounce something because I always want to make sure I do my due diligence.
Yeah, very important.
So let's get into it. This week, we will be covering an ongoing issue that majorly began in 2021, but to be honest, you'll find out that it's been happening for longer than I thought. We're talking about how the Navy's Red Hill facility has poisoned the water supply for the immediate area surrounding their fuel supply.
Yep, 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 yep. So aside from Sam, I have quite a few family members who actually live out in Hawaii. So this is something that I have heard a little bit about from a local's perspective.
You have a very similar FYP to me on TikTok. I see a lot about it on TikTok.
Yep.
Actually, my motivation for doing this was something that happened in the last couple months. Before we get started, as always, all sources will be in our show notes, but I want to mention two of my main sources before we begin.
Hell yeah. Special shout out.
Special shout out to, one, the Associated Press. They put together an in-depth timeline of what went wrong at the fuel supply during the 2021 leak, and surprisingly to some, number two is Teen Vogue. They wrote an incredible article about the history of the facility and its effects on Oahu, with direct input from activists on the ground in Hawaii.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. Hell yeah.
Teen Vogue, believe it or not, actually has like some really incredible hard-hitting pieces that they've put out throughout the years. And when I saw that article from them, I was like, oh, hell yes. It's a fantastic article.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. The Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility is the U.S. Navy's fuel storage facility in Hawaii on the island of Oahu. The facility can currently store over 100 million gallons of fuel and marine diesel. That is,
oh my God, that's so many.
It's a lot. And all of that is used to fuel military planes and ships that stop in Hawaii. Knowledge of the site itself was held secret until recently, but it wasn't really like a major focal point on a national or global scale until last year when the site leaked fuel into the water supply for the military families located on the island. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the facility first so that people can understand the magnitude of this. The facility was built during World War II, and it took 5 decades for the facility's existence to be declassified.
Jesus Christ.
We sure know about taking a long time to declassify documents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The facility consists of 20 steel-lined tanks that are encased in concrete and built into the land that was mined specifically for housing the tanks. Each tank has the ability to store about 12.5 million gallons of fuel, and they are connected to 3 pipelines that connect to Pearl Harbor through a 2.5 mile long tunnel. The tanks are 100 feet in diameter and 20 feet tall. And not only is the facility built into the land, it sits directly above, 100 feet to be exact, the Mauna Loa Waimalu Aquifer. This aquifer is Oahu's main drinking water source, and on top of a well that supplies water to the housing and offices on the Navy base. The aquifer covers the entire south central plain of the island, and the number of Oahu residents that are supplied with water from these sources is 93,000.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. We're starting to grasp the scale of all of this.
Yeah, holy shit.
We now know that over the past 8 decades, there has been fuel from the facility leaking into the porous lava rock below it. The landscape of the area leaves the potential for the fuel to leak from the lava rock at any time in any direction. Leaks like this are very detrimental to the landscape, as we're already seeing, just from that little description of what everything's looking like in that area. Let's talk about what happened in the 2021 leak, because it seems to be a culmination of multiple instances of human error that caused this catastrophic leak.
Of course, human error.
It's always human error when the government's involved.
God damn it.
Through an investigation by the Navy, we have learned of the horrid management and continuous human error that caused thousands of people to be evacuated from their homes and live with serious health issues due to ingesting the contaminated water.
Ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
The leak occurred on May 6th, 2021, and for months and months there were calls for the military to investigate and clean up the leak, and those calls from the community and activists were met with heavy pushback from the military. Back at that time, I remember seeing people on TikTok pleading for attention with this because the Navy refused to do anything to clean up the water. There were videos of people, water protectors in Hawaii, going against the police and going against military members at the sites where the leaks were happening to try to get some kind of attention, some kind of movement, because people were being poisoned.
93,000 people.
The potential for that, yes.
Yeah.
Finally, in April of 2022, so, you know, that started May 6, 2021, almost a year later, the Navy agreed to an order from the state of Hawaii to drain the tanks and close the facility. There was also a separate report from the Defense Department that stated the earliest they could defuel the tanks safely by would be July 2024. Yeah.
What? Can you tell me why it would take so long?
Well, first, let's get into how they fucked up.
Yeah, that's...
And then we'll go back to that.
Okay, okay.
Let's start with the first mistake listed in the report from the Navy themselves. I think we should keep that in mind.
For them to, like, admit any mistake must mean that there's so many more.
On May 6th, 2021, operator error caused a pipe to rupture and spill 21,000 gallons of fuel that was being transferred between tanks. The majority of that fuel spilled into a fire suppression line and then sat there for 6 months, which caused the line to sag. Then, on November 20th, 2021, a cart was rammed into the sagging line, which caused the line to spill 20,000 gallons of fuel.
Okay.
It gets worse. Apparently, because that area isn't supposed to have fuel in it, the officials who responded to it didn't have the correct equipment to clean up the spill and capture the liquid. There was about 5,000 gallons of fuel from that spill that they were not able to clean up properly.
I had to put this, microphone, into something I could visualize.
Yes.
The average swimming pool takes about 18,000 to 20,000 gallons of water.
That's a major fucking spill.
That's a huge spill.
How did we not notice? Fuel was missing. Where did it go? Over the course of 8 days after that spill, the fuel entered into a French drain. The fuel that was left over, the 5,000 gallons, entered into a French drain that is under the concrete, and it slowly seeped into the Red Hill well. The well that pumps water into all of the Navy office buildings and housing.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, right? It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. Officials at Red Hill thought that only 1,618 gallons had spilled back in May, and thought that they had recovered all but 38 gallons. And then they noticed that a tank was missing 20,000 gallons, and believed that it flowed through the pipes and not into the fire suppression line. They also failed to report the discrepancy to their senior leadership.
I'm sorry, wait, what about the fire suppression line?
When they finally noticed that 20,000 gallons was missing, they didn't think that it went into the fire suppression line, they just thought it went through the fuel pipes. Okay, if it did, would you not notice it over at Pearl Harbor? Like, what?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Failing to report any of this to your fucking senior leadership? Like, bro, fired immediately. Like, come on.
Absolutely. Unless they're a cop, then they're just gonna be placed on administrative leave.
It is the military. After the November incident, people on the Navy base began to fall ill, forcing the military to move about 4,000 military families into hotels for months while waiting for the water to be decontaminated.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. In December 2021, the Honolulu Board of Water Supply closed down operations at one of its wells, the Halawa Shaft, over fears of the water supply being contaminated through the aquifer. They also closed its Aiea and Halawa wells. These wells supply water to 20% of Honolulu, around 400,000 people. So we're cutting out that water supply to that amount of people.
And it's like, there's nothing else you can do. Like, you have to be.
You have to.
But, like, that's, I don't know, humans kind of need water to live. So
yep.
It's crazy, but.
It's not only fucking over the Navy itself, but now they're actively impacting, once again, the community around them.
Yeah.
Around 6,000 plus people and pets have become sick with symptoms such as headaches, rashes, vomiting, dizziness, and breathing difficulties for weeks or months. Some people are still suffering from complications over a year later, and some people are still experiencing petroleum exposure symptoms, despite the Navy claiming that the water supply is safe to consume.
Well, I feel like it's forever unsafe.
Forever unclean. It's like Baby yeah. Jeffrey, forever unclean.
Exactly, exactly.
If we have any League fans.
Or just Nick Kroll fans. Or Nick Kroll fans,
yeah. That's why my dog is named Chalupa Batman. Thank you. While all of this is happening, there's already a threat of climate destabilization in Hawaii, and Oahu has been drought-stricken before they even entered the summer in 2022. So imagine that, having 20% of your water supply cut out, and you're already in a fucking drought.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. The Navy also revealed recently that it is overpumping from its Waiwa shaft, thus violating the water use permits it has by millions of gallons of water a day over a 12-month period. It is currently the Navy's only drinking water source.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's...
Should we even be surprised at this point, though?
No.
Because usually...
Definitely not.
The... higher-ups of American military tend to make poor-ass fucking choices. So I feel like we shouldn't be surprised. Highly disappointed, not surprised. Since at least 75 years ago, this facility has been leaking into the Oahu landscape. And you have to wonder why it's taken so long for action from the military on their own faults. But, you know, we've got greed and complacency and so many things at play here for them to not give a fuck at all.
Oh yeah, when it comes to money, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. The first known leak at the facility was in 1947. And then in 1948, a massive leak was caused by an earthquake. And a leak of 27,000 gallons in January of 2014. And that's the largest leak that we know of so far. And this means that since 1943, there have been at least 180,000 gallons of fuel leaked into the landscape of Oahu.
Holy shit.
On top of the fact that we colonized the fuck out of Hawaii, now we have military literally destroying the environment on an island.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I hate them all. In 2018, the Navy did testing on the corrosion of the steel tank liners, and the results were horrific.
Oh no.
Their testing protocol was later to be found inaccurate, but the condition of the sample was still shocking. The Navy had predicted that there would be only minimal corrosion. However, half of the 10 samples taken showed extensive corrosion. One of the samples was found to be 0.079 of an inch thick, while the original thickness of the steel lining was 0.25 inches.
That is so thin.
So thin.
And that was inaccurate.
Yes.
So it's probably worse.
What I take from this is that their testing protocols, like the actual procedures, were not done properly, but you still those samples where that was the actual thickness of them.
Okay, okay, okay. I thought that we were saying that we know that it's that, but it's actually worse because okay, I feel ya, I feel ya.
I think it's actually worse because they fucked up their protocols.
Yes.
In a 2019 study, again, done by the Navy, it is cited that there was a 27.6% chance that the facility could leak up to 30,000 gallons of fuel every year.
That's more than one out of four chances.
It's also revealed that there was the possibility of chronic leaks from the tanks, releasing upwards of 5,800 gallons of fuel each year. They also assumed that a sudden release of 120,000 gallons of fuel, or a slow release of 2,300 gallons of fuel per year per tank would have, at most, a minimal impact on groundwater. What? Minimal.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. That's also so many fucking thousand gallons of fuel. Do you not see the problem here? That this is an ineffective way to store this without destroying everything around it and literally poisoning people?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like they cared.
Not at all. And that was back in 2019.
Yeah, this isn't like the 40s that we're talking about. This is just like a couple years ago.
It's like, it's actually been leaking for decades and you knew about it and you only did this in 2019, but like still you're doing nothing about it. Okay. The Navy's current plan to shut down the facility.
I know. What's this plan? I'm sure it's about as trustworthy as their tests.
It starts with removing the fuel from the pipelines, and once those are cleared, the Department of Defense will do hundreds of millions of dollars in repairs before defueling the actual tanks. And it's like, okay, yeah, I guess make sure it doesn't fuck up during the process of defueling, but also like so much fucking money that we could be using to house the homeless and feed people. Like, holy shit. Or like repairing the already damaged Hawaiian landscape. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, I will say from experience that Hawaii has a phenomenal support system for the homeless. Obviously, everywhere could always be better, but they do better there than anywhere else that I've seen.
Well, that's good.
But that's so much money that we now have to spend again on top of all of the money that was spent to make this shit just to like clean up these assholes' problem that they've known about for 80 years.
Eat them all.
Seriously.
They plan to use a 10.5 million gallon tanker to move the fuel to the mainland over several months, and a second tanker to relocate the rest of it to an undisclosed facility near West Oahu. Okay, so we're gonna move it from the south central side over to West Oahu and destroy more land. Great, love it.
Just spread the destruction around Hawaii a little bit more. Oh my god.
U.S. Navy Rear Admiral John Wade, commander of the Joint Task Force Red Hill, said, "The team is comprised of great men and women who want to do this right because it's so important. Again, when it comes to the safety and the health and wellness of our community and the environment, there's no greater purpose." Now, I don't know John Wade personally, but like, feed us some more bullshit, please, because y'all ignored this and dragged your feet on cleaning it up, and you only did it because you had to cave to the public pressure because said pressure had finally reached the fucking president.
Yeah, don't speak pretty words to me because you were caught poisoning the environment.
And people.
And like...
And pets.
And people.
You poison pets?
Motherfuckers.
Fuck you.
Motherfuckers, I don't know who needs to hear this, but we live in the environment. We should really care because, again, don't know who needs to hear this. Everything in the planet touches each other. And if you know anything about the spread of germs and shit, it gets there eventually. So even if you don't give a fuck about anyone else, it's gonna get to you eventually. So I don't know, open your eyes, sheeple. Like, I don't really understand why this is like caring about the environment is such a politicized thing. Like, the Navy just like came and took a shit in the middle of our house and doesn't want to clean it up.
essentially like,
I know we have a big house, but it's still part of the fucking house. Yeah. Man.
Shit. Get that shit out of here. Literally,
just clean up your shit, Navy. God damn it, fuck you.
So the estimated cost for defueling alone will be around $280 million. And that does not include the cost of closing the facility or the monitoring and remediation of the health of Oahu's water supply. I also firmly believe Dan's calling me. I'm gonna bitch button him because it's vibrating. Okay.
Yeah, he just now texted me back after a series of very kind text messages I sent him.
So,
bitch button.
I firmly believe that the medical bills and the costs of living during the contamination should be covered for all people affected by this egregious lack of oversight and accountability and action from the Navy. Not just the Navy members affected, everyone in fucking Oahu that had to be displaced or got sick because of this, pay for their bills. This is
forever.
Your fault.
Pay for it literally forever for the rest of their lives. You should have to pay for anything that involves this. And even if it's just skin blemishes, pay for it. Mm-hmm. I personally think that all medical bills and living should be paid for anyway, so it's not hard to convince me. But like, we shouldn't even be having this discussion.
It should just be like
automatically known that anything that was caused by this is going to be paid for. I mean, holy shit.
And if they don't do that, please, everybody, sue the motherfuckers. Sue them.
Oh, seriously. Take them for all their work. I'm normally so, like, against the notion of, like, suing and capitalism and all of that stuff. Like, fuck that. But sue these people, mm-hmm. because that's all they give a shit about. Mm-hmm. That's all they're going to care about. And they should be sued for fucking everything that they have.
Yep.
And let's start a letter writing campaign. Jeff Bezos, you should pay. Also. Because I know you were involved somehow.
According to the Navy themselves, these fuel leak disasters have been imminent and known about, and the silence and lack of movement to prevent and fix these leaks is truly disgusting and disheartening. The latest incident out of Red Hill occurred on November 27th, 2022, so just over a month ago. There was a leak of hundreds of gallons of fire suppression foam at the facility. Federal firefighters had to respond to the scene. John Wade, again, Rear Admiral, commander of the Red Hill Joint Task Force, told reporters that the leak was contained quickly and that the emergency personnel were to work overnight to clean the affected area. The leak was of around 1,100 gallons of aqueous film-forming foam, AFFF. It was released from a tank near the top of the facility. The cause of the leak is still under investigation, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some more information on it.
I just have to say one thing before we move to legitimate information. Earlier when you were talking about this fuel leaking into the fire suppression system, I thought that you were going to tell me that then when the fire suppression system got dinged for a fire, that fucking fuel came out. So I was waiting for this to end. I thought you just said that the fire suppression film came out, was leaking.
When that fire suppression line got dinged by the cart, that leaked the fuel that had gone into the fire suppression line.
I know. I thought you were going to tell me that when the fire suppression line got activated for a fire, that instead of the film coming out, that fuel came out and people were going to be
Jesus
like
fucking
roasted
Christ.
Alive. That's where I thought that was just going. So I feel like the reaction I had was not what it should have been because it's still really bad. But that's where I thought that story that you were just, I thought that was that was going. I was like,
what
oh
I'm
my
about to tell
God.
You next is probably going to give you that level of what the fuck. So,
oh no.
Yeah, okay. So one of the major concerns about this leak is that AFFF contains PFAS, PFAS. For anyone that doesn't know what this is, it's considered a hazardous material. Give me a second to pronounce these fucking names. Okay.
Yeah.
They are perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl. They are known as forever chemicals because they persist in the environment. Exposure to these chemicals may lead to a variety of health issues, including increased risk of cancer, according to the EPA. If these chemicals were to penetrate the groundwater of the aquifer, it would be endlessly devastating for the environment and the citizens of Hawaii.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you've ever heard of these forever chemicals, the PFAS, before, but they are in different materials that we have here in the United States that sometimes people tend to drink out of and eat out of, and chemicals literally stay in your body forever. I can't remember where it's from. If I can find it, I will post it on socials, but there was a news segment done about a woman who was pregnant and had the PFAS in her system, and it was transferred onto her baby. So the child was born with that, and I'm going to correct myself if I'm wrong, but I think there were issues with the baby's development. So like this shit is bad.
Oh yeah. There are sometimes you'll buy something and it'll come with a thing that talks about the state of California. And I think one other state requires you to know that there are certain chemicals in this that are carcinogenic. Those are the forever chemicals that they're talking about. And two states, California and I think one other, are the only states in the U.S. that have laws that require that to be listed on their packaging because it's so dangerous. And people just like you said, literally like drink out of it and eat off of it all the time.
Yay, America.
America, fuck yeah.
The leak was discovered by workers that were conducting routine maintenance in the facility, although we have not yet learned why the leak occurred, still under investigation, although John Wade said that it had nothing to do with the ongoing emptying of the tanks, which honestly is like so hard to believe given everything we know about how the military and the government have handled this entire situation. But also, seriously, if it's not, then that's just like embarrassing as fuck.
So you're even worse at your job than we thought because there's another huge fuck up happening too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you see how that looks worse for you, John? Can you hear me, John?
Can you hear us, John Wade?
Fuck you.
I learned about this specific spill thanks to a video on TikTok that someone posted of Honolulu's chief water engineer, Ernie Lau, giving a very emotional speech and pleading with the Navy for quicker action on cleaning up the contamination and closing the site. I will link the video in the show notes if you are so inclined to look at that. Before we end everything, I want to talk about some of the groups and activists that have been pushing for change and making a difference in getting the Navy to move on the leaks. First, we have the Sierra Club of Hawaii. For 50 plus years, they have been working hard to advance climate solutions in Hawaii and protect the land, water, air, and wildlife of the islands. They have over 27,000 active members and supporters who get involved in these issues through their groups on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai.
Hell yeah.
Their mission is to explore, enjoy, and protect the wild places of the earth, to practice and promote the responsible use of the Earth's ecosystems and resources, to educate and enlist humanity to protect and restore the quality of the natural and human environment, and to use all lawful means to carry out these objectives. And when they say lawful,
oh, sweet.
A part of what they do is they use litigation to make strides in the community. And here's the legal action that they have taken in regards to Red Hill. In 2017, the Sierra Club successfully sued the Hawaii Department of Health over the department's exemption of the Red Hill tanks from underground storage tank regulations. The environmental court ultimately ruled that the exemption of the tanks was illegal and ordered the health department to update their regulations to remove the exemption.
The fact that someone has to do that. The
fact that that's even something that needed to be changed in the first place.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I hate this country.
In 2019, the Sierra Club sued the Department of Health to prevent the automatic permit approval of underground storage tanks. This is so ridiculous.
Listen,
so the department's proposed rule amendments allowed underground storage tank permit applications, including Red Hill, to be automatically approved after 180 days. Why would you ever automatically approve in any length of time an underground storage tank for fuel? That needs to be fully inspected and checked out before that is ever allowed to be built. What?
Yeah, the only thing that should ever be an automated permit is someone who wants to plant trees.
Oh. Yes, I'm here for that.
Otherwise, everything else should be inspected first.
The department went on to amend the rules to remove the problematic language, and in 2020, the environmental court ruled this change was sufficient to address the lawsuit. In 2021, the Sierra Club and the Honolulu Board of Water Supply challenged the Navy's permit application to operate the Red Hill tanks because it failed to prove the tanks will not leak. Per their own words and studies.
That's insane.
Failed to prove that it will not affect Oahu's groundwater or demonstrate a practicable tank upgrade alternative. The hearings officer issues a recommendation decision and order finding that the Red Hill facility is inherently dangerous, but that operations should be allowed to continue with certain inspection and repair requirements that would effectively shut down 8 of the tanks. The contested case goes on to be reopened several times, first when 1,000 gallons leaked in May, and again in October when a whistleblower confirms the Navy withheld information during the hearing.
Oh my, thank God for whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm. And again in 2021, the Sierra Club intervenes in the state's emergency order, forcing the Navy to suspend operations and defuel Red Hill tanks following the November leak that poisoned thousands. The Sierra Club, represented by Earth Justice, intervened to ensure that the Department of Health held the Navy accountable and followed through with the process to shut down the facility. I love the way that they are using the law against them. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You can become a member of the Sierra Club or support them monetarily by going to their website. I will add a link to our link tree if you are interested. The Sierra Club also does national work, not just in Hawaii, but they have chapters in almost every state, I think. Next, we have the Oahu Water Protectors. They are a community organizing, mutual aid, and educational group working hard to protect the environment of Hawaii, and one member, Anna Chua, actually contributed to the Teen Vogue article that I sourced some of the information from. To get involved with them, you can visit their website, which I will also put in our link tree. You can sign up to Canvas with them, you can donate to them, you can join hands and get out there and clean up the environment with them. You can learn more about the effects of human error on the climate and environment of Hawaii. Something that we can all easily do from our phones is to tweet, post on Instagram, tag our elected officials, call them and email them and the Navy, and continuously be in their faces about rectifying the Red Hill situation and force them to see the damage they are doing to our environment and our water. You can't drink and eat money, you can't drink and eat greed, and you certainly cannot breathe military power. We must force our government, military, and corporations to take climate action now before we run out of resources and before it's too late to turn things around.
Absolutely.
And that is the ongoing situation in Oahu.
Wow, dude. Very educational. Holy shit. What an episode.
It's genuinely disturbing to me what our governing and military officials get away with on a daily fucking basis.
Yeah, it's out of control. It has been since the fucking get-go.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah, these people have been up to sketchy shit since forever. And they always will be. And that's why we need to make John Teeter's 5 presidents happen.
Oh, yes. Sign up for Patreon if you want to know about that. It really is incredible, though. I mean, this is it's things like this and the people who are being affected by it that are the reason why we do this and why we bring attention to these things, because we need to fucking call them out. Call out our elected officials, call out the government, call out the military, call out fucking corporations who are destroying our planet. We need to call them out every fucking day.
Absolutely.
Complacency will kill us. So,
absolutely. This is a great episode. Damn.
Thank you. I will try to bring updates as it progresses. I just want to say to the community of Hawaii, to the community of Oahu, I'm so fucking sorry that this is happening to you, and we want to help support you as much as possible. And like, to be honest, like, they've already been dealing with so much shit, like COVID. In the same time span, COVID hit Hawaii like crazy, and we had Native Hawaiians begging for people to stop vacationing on the island because they were taking away the resources that the locals needed. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how many people ignored that. And it's disappointing to see humanity not giving a shit about one another. So we'll use our platform to elevate your voices.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye. I'm 99% sure that if I don't remove Goose from my bed, that she's going to just shit all over my bed again.
Okay.
So please, one second.
Go do that.
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast.
the number 2, kpodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.